And at first, Lucius, he embodies that. But his fight with Acacius, his dealings with Macrinus, it forces him to face the consequences of all that bloodshed.
Yeah, I've been Lucius as the hero, but you're right. There's a darkness there. A willingness to use violence that's, well, it's a little disturbing.
And that's what makes Macrinus so intriguing. He's a product of that same system, that same brutality. But instead of perpetuating the violence directly, he manipulates it from within.
Ah, so he's a different kind of danger.
Exactly. He craves control, and that comes from his past, from being a slave. He wants to remake the world according to his vision. And the film leaves us with this question: which is more dangerous, the violence you see in the arena, or the kind that happens in the shadows, all those schemes and manipulations?
It's a question that still resonates today, doesn't it? Power, corruption, the legacy of violence. Gladiators II may be set in ancient Rome, but the themes, they're universal, timeless.
Absolutely. And that's why films like this, even with the historical inaccuracies, they're so valuable. They get us talking, they challenge our views, they make us think critically about the world around us.
So, to our listeners, especially those of you working on your French, maybe even watching Gladiator II in French, we encourage you to keep thinking about these questions. Does the film glorify Rome's brutality?